Hi there, it's Mizar again, and I'm bringing you a BTS podcast. The subject of this one for me? Something during Hurricane Katrina. As most of you know, I live in New Orleans, and I rode out Hurricane Katrina, stayed at my house in the aftermath, and I never left. During the aftermath, a few days afterwards, I wrote a speech in the middle of the night when I was up, because I was just so upset with what I was hearing on the news. Well, actually on the radio, because I didn't have electricity. And I was just hearing all these reports of this looting, murders, people just being killed, and just being killed for, like, anything they had, food, water, just anything in general. And it was kind of spooky. Pretty scary. Now, me, I have a tendency to be uplifting and inspirational, and very cheesy at times. And that's kind of what I did. I wrote myself a little speech. And I'm kind of shy, for once, with a podcast of actually putting this out. But I'd like for you guys to hear my speech, since I never actually got to read it on the radio. Because that was my initial plan. I think this actually happened. I wrote this 3 to 4 days after the storm actually hit. And I was just in my house with the lights off, because it was dark. It was probably about 11 o'clock at night, and I was listening to the radio. And I was like, you know, I should call in. I should talk about something. So I tried to call in with one of the cell phones, and of course it didn't work. And I had this whole little speech written out, and I actually thought it would actually do pretty good for everyone to hear it, or anyone in the area to hear it, who was in the wake of this storm. And I guess now I'm going to let you read it. Well, I'm going to let you listen to it. This is Mizar's speech, shortly after Katrina. Tonight I approach the listeners as a citizen, not as a public official, crying for help. I come as a citizen of the United States of America. I do not hold my words in higher esteem than any other person, but I will not allow this fact to hinder me from expressing them. Our country is based on a form of democracy, and in a democracy the power lies with the people. As we have seen in these days following this tragedy, the people do have the power. In our unfortunate case, they have used it to create fear amongst the people. The people have chosen civil unrest. They have demonstrated their will and their capacity for power by looting, striking fear in our hearts, and the destruction of some places that some of us hold dear in our hearts. The people need to realize that not only do they have the power to commit these evil acts, but that they also have the power to commit acts of goodness. I bring tonight a message of hope and encouragement. Tonight, when I am up until the break of dawn, defending my house, putting my life at risk to protect it from these people, I do not defend my family. Nor do I defend the provisions which we have reacquired. Tonight, my house is America, and I defend it with my life. My house stands for all that America stands for. Tonight I fight for you, and I fight for those unalienable rights guaranteed to us by our founding fathers of this country. I fight for life, liberty, but most of all, the pursuit of happiness. And by God, I will not allow that to be taken away by these men, who seek to destroy what little we have left. I'd like you to remember that you have the power, and you can fight for what this country stands for. You can fight for our life. You can fight for our liberties. But most of all, you can fight for our happiness. That's what I fight for tonight. Please, go out and do something about it. I thought it was really pretty short, actually. I kind of wish it would have been longer, but on the radio at the time, they would have only given you such amount of time to speak. And I wanted to get my point across. It's really how I felt at the time. I was very upset. I was upset at the fact that these people were going just and trying to create chaos in the area. And you know, I'm a big patriot. I love this country, and I love what this country stands for. And I had to throw that in there. I mean, there was just no order. But we were calling ourselves America. New Orleans wasn't America for that small amount of time. No, it was in the control of the people, but I made sure that my house was defended, that my house was what America was supposed to be. There was order in one place, I know for a fact, and that place was the little bit of America left in New Orleans.